And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com. The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
We've got a massive broadcast with huge guests joining us today. Remember, I serve at your pleasure here. I'm only still on the air and survived all the deep state attacks because of your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. We have a huge sale going right now that ends tonight at midnight. I'll just stop there. Okay, everything is really continuing to come to a head. We have all these big CIA insiders, and of course Iran now saying it, that Iran has had nuclear weapons for a long time. They just haven't perfected the delivery systems until right about now. And a lot of folks will say, well, wait a minute, that legitimizes Israel freaking out. And whenever I would expose this years ago, people would say, oh, you're an Israeli operative, shut up. No, I'm just, no, the facts. And Saudi Arabia has nukes too, boys and girls, and that's now coming out. So I have the sources. I have the research. That's what I do. I also predicted last week that Netanyahu himself had written Section 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2027. And it turns out, this came out yesterday, he wrote letters to the members of Congress on the Defense Committee that put the section in that he wrote. He says, thank you for putting in word for word what I wrote. That literally turns over everything to Israel. And they spin it in the news like, oh, they've got great missile interceptors. They just want to do a joint deal with us, and that way they make money and don't need their tens of billions a year anymore. Because it's not just $3.8 billion, it's like $23 billion so far in weapons last year alone. And then I noticed the Israeli bots were flooding everywhere, including my post on X saying, well, this is just a weapons deal. What are you talking about, you big liar? Go read Section 224. It says everything is integrated live time. From DARPA to the universities, to the armed services, to the satellites, to the telemetry and weapons guidance, everything. If that passed, it would be the end of our country as we know it. I mean, this is beyond treason. This is just absolutely a foreign government merging with us. And getting stuff that even people with top secret security clearances don't have access to. So as a rule, you never give any of these agencies or groups total access to anything. It's got to be compartmentalized. Now, of course, I came out days ago and said that if you look at the threat escalation ladder, because Iran does have nukes, and because of statements by Israeli leaders threatening to nuke Iran, that they would launch the Samson option if the United States pulls back support. And now Israel is officially saying that today. And we've got other big CIA insiders going public warning of this as well. So again, tomorrow's news today. And of course, I don't just tell you I have that information. I show you Jonathan Pollard and Ben Gravier and, you know, all the usual suspects saying it. And that's really my frustration is 99% of what I cover is just admitted, but people just don't want to admit it to themselves. So we've got all of that coming up. Also, the head of Anthropic AI says, put a global hold on AI now. It's already escaped human control. And I agree with that. I agree it's already escaped human control. It's all coming up. One hell of a Friday global transmission. Oh, and Trump says he's getting ready to invade Cuba.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Get up! Get up, get on your feet! Thieves and liars!
Get up, get on your feet!
Kill! Welcome to this live Friday global transmission that the deep state fought to take on the air but failed. Thanks to your support. Thanks to your word of mouth. Thanks for your financial support. Thanks to you. The InfoWars' fabulous success against tyranny is due to you taking action. And I salute all of you on this live Friday. June 5th, 2026 transmission. Okay, we have G. Edward Griffin, the living legend, since the early 1960s, exposing the New World Order, producing feature-length films, best-selling books. He's the original Alex Jones. He will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Jay Dyer in the fourth hour, and the great Edward Dowd, who first exposed the insurance actuary numbers of 20 million dead 4 years ago. Now it's upwards of 40 million. And the incredible Senate hearings Tuesday and Wednesday that I mentioned but haven't gotten to because there's, I mean, just, I got the most powerful clips. It's over 30 minutes. And so what I'm thinking I'll do is maybe come in and do a special Saturday show tomorrow just for an hour, well, several hours, but an hour on that. I mean, it's incredible. And you'll watch it and go, we already know all this. Well, you do. So we had all the experts on and the insiders, you know, the guy that wrote the U.S. chemical and biological weapons laws and U.N. prosecutors and everybody else. But now it's the HHS presenting it to Congress. I mean, whoa. And the corporate media is fighting like the devil to suppress this information. We have Vladimir Putin coming out yesterday and saying, I'm ready for peace talks with Zelensky. We need to end this war before I have to flatten Kiev. Zelensky responded saying, fine, I'm ready to meet with you because we can't wait for the Americans. So some real movement there from what we've seen in the past. Why is that? I've got a few ideas on it. I was really concerned that when Trump shuts down the Iran war, which I want him to do, as a face-saving measure, when the aircraft carriers come back, I said this about a month ago, into the Caribbean, into the Atlantic, and then into the Caribbean Sea, that we would hit Cuba. Now, I want Cuba to go bye-bye, the communist regime, but at the same time, a lot could go wrong with this. And this is not snatching Maduro. It's a lot more complex than that. This is just because the communists have suppressed their people and they only have electricity a few hours a day does not mean that the Cuban military is not going to give us a fight. And even if we were able to take their major cities, it's going to be a guerrilla war. Probably. Unless we can make a deal with their leadership to stand down. And clearly that's what Trump's doing, is putting pressure on them. And they've had the CIA director and others meeting with their leadership. They want Raul Castro handed over so he can be paraded around. That's fine with me. Certainly deserves it for the terror attacks and things he launched against U.S. citizens. But we've got Trump openly saying that he's going to drop by when the Iran war is over and pay a little visit. We got him saying that in the Oval Office yesterday. Also, I've stayed out of this because I wasn't sure. In the last few months, Democrats showing Trump in cabinet meetings and things looking like he's falling asleep. And, I mean, Trump works a lot of hours, and a lot of times when I'm sitting in some court hearing or some meeting, and I'll kind of close my eyes and relax and zen out. But clearly yesterday he fell asleep twice. One time his head then bobbed down, and it goes to a larger issue. I don't think he has full dementia or even maybe the beginning phase of frontal lobe is what a lot of experts that have looked at it have said, and I looked it up. It looks pretty accurate. But when you're 79, you sleep 3 hours a day, and you work like he does, I don't see how anybody but Superman could do this. And remember, I got attacked last year for being anti-Trump by Trumpers when I was still pretty much on board with Trump, but concerned when I said he needs to rest more. He needs to play golf more. He's obviously gaining weight. His ankles have swollen up really big. That means pretty much one thing, congestive heart failure, the beginnings of it. And I'm worried about him. And now he's showing some really bad signs, the swollen purple hands, the lesions on the neck. I mean, I'm 52, folks, and I work most days 18 hours. And I'll push and push and push and push and push and do some late night interview. And then it's midnight and I don't even remember going to bed. Not drinking, not, you know, anything. I'm not on any drugs. I just don't remember going to bed. And sometimes I'll sit down on the couch after, you know, doing some work and I just fall asleep on the couch. I mean, anybody that's worked a lot knows that. I mean, I don't know 50-year-olds, 52-year-olds that could do what Trump's doing. It doesn't mean that he needs to be 25th amendmented for health issues at this point, but it's going to go to that point if he continues to drive himself like this. And so I'll be getting to those latest videos on that, but there's no doubt yesterday in the meeting, and it's televised, there's dozens of cameras there. You'll see him. He goes like, and about a minute later, he goes, he wakes up, ooh. And then another time he's like, oh. And I was in a legal meeting like a month ago after the show. I'd worked all day, got up at like 4 a.m. It's like 5 o'clock. I'm in the law office. They're all talking and arguing. And I wake up 10 minutes later and they go, yeah, we didn't want to wake you up. You were sitting there snoring, leaning back because I was tired. And I've noticed if the room is warm, and I'm really tired and everybody's talking and I shut up, I'll just kind of drift off. That doesn't mean I have dementia. It doesn't mean I can't do a good job. It means I'm exhausted. And I remember my dad owned quite a few dental offices. And at one point, I'm part of a hospital in a group. He owned a leasing supply company. He was a big entrepreneur. And I remember my dad. I remember being 9, 10, 11 years old. He would also go to emergency surgeries. If one of his patients was in a car wreck or broke their jaw, they'd have him come to the hospital. I mean, he was just a hardworking guy. You know, my mom was always hating because he had that pager. And he would just get up anytime there was an emergency. And I remember her, you know, because they'd get up and be walking around. And she'd go, David, call one of the doctors that works for you. You don't have to go every time. He goes, it's my patient, I'm going. And then the weekend would hit and we'd be sitting there having breakfast. And my dad would just literally lean back and start snoring at the breakfast table. So, I mean, that's what this is. This is exhaustion. And it needs to stop. If a dentist wants to exhaust themselves doing that, that's fine because you're not in control of nuclear weapons. If a talk show host wants to do that, that's fine because I'm not in control of nuclear weapons. And then while he's in this state of exhaustion, they can sneak around and do whatever they want around him. And remember, about a month ago, Project O'Keefe Media Group, almost always say Veritas, got a whole bunch of high-level officials on tape going, yeah, He's so tired and whatever. Yeah, we just ignore what he says and do whatever we want. So, and I repeat that to those of you out there that believe this trillion D chest, everything is godlike. He makes no mistakes. Everyone in his administration is under his command. And so when Gorka comes out and says, you know, that basically right-wingers that we don't like are terrorists, that, well, then we're terrorists because Gorka said so, and that means Trump said so. No, it doesn't mean that. And all the time we get Trump, when we expose stuff and the information gets to him, to get back on course. So Trump is not perfect. Trump is exhausted. Trump's making a lot of mistakes. He's starting to try to get off the off-ramp on Iran, but we need to understand that he's 79, about to be 80, and nobody can do what he does and keep it together. He should be working maximum 12 hours a day. And they admittedly wake him up in the middle of the night when he's sleeping for a few hours, take him to the Situation Room, and they're doing it on purpose. I've known so many top CIA briefers to the presidents, like Ray McGovern and others. We've had them on, and they explain how they would purposely, not them but their bosses, order them to do emergency briefings on Reagan, Bush Sr., Clinton, W, to exhaust them, to control them. What do you think the CIA does when they're interrogating somebody? Sleep deprivation. So the deep state sleep deprives people. Nixon figured this out and started shutting it down. Nixon was smart enough to figure it out. Oh, sir, the Russians are moving missiles. We need you to come right now to the Situation Room, the bunker. Yes, okay, you know, 4 a.m. And with Trump, it's well known he goes to bed about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and sleeps till about 5, and that's when they run in and do this crap. He's going to end up collapsing, folks. I said that a year ago, and you basically see him on TV. You know, let's just cover this now. I got all the other big news, but since I'm already there, let's just cover it now. Here is just one of the clips yesterday with him in the press conference / cabinet meeting, clearly falling asleep. Here it is.
Warmth of a job, an economy, a community, a family. And for too long, warmth of a job, an economy, a community, a family. And for too long.
And there's a bunch of these. Now let's go to this compilation right here with the Democrats in Congress. Chaos in the U.S. Foreign Affairs Committee hearing from Representative Ted Lieu and Secretary of State Marco Rubio over Donald Trump sleeping in important public meetings. Now, again, it doesn't mean he's incompetent. But what it does mean is that he's exhausted. And this defense, oh, he's the hardest working guy we know. He never does this. Nobody's saying he's not hardworking. Nobody's saying he doesn't have a great stamina. That's a diversion. The point is he is more and more falling asleep at meetings all over the place. And people are talking to him, and he's not responding back, just like Biden did. And Biden was way, 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 way worse. Okay, so Trump may have called me a low IQ and a loser and fried, which I'm not, obviously. But that's okay. I don't think Trump's fried, but he's getting there if he doesn't put the brakes on. And I'm predicting, and I know when I warned them last year, there was intervention already happening. He started taking off a little bit more, exercising some, playing golf more for a few months, and he bounced back. He just needs a vacation with all the things he's got going on. People can say, oh, suddenly you love Trump again. No, I've got big problems with Trump, but he's the president right now, and a lot's going on, so we need him in the best shape he can be in so that he's conscious and sharp so we can influence him to course correct, which is starting to happen in many areas. Like getting almost all the childhood poison vaccines restricted and the other good people he's got in the cabinet. So now let's go ahead and go to this confrontation over Trump falling asleep.
President Trump, and you will see that he is sleeping while you are talking.
Oh, my God.
Please show the video.
Products they make and what American farmers grow and produce has a fair shot to be sold around the world. On issue after issue, that's been the case. You talk about foreign aid reforms. This is not our money. This is taxpayer money.
Secretary Rubio, have you been at more than one meeting where President Trump has fallen asleep?
That's false. That's false. I've never seen him fall asleep. On the contrary, the guy doesn't sleep, which is a big problem because he calls me at 2 in the morning. He calls me at 5 in the morning. And, you know, I like to sleep a little bit, maybe not 12 hours, but at least 6. So he works. The other day he was at the Oval Office until 12:30 p.m. 12:30 a.m. I don't know what you're talking about.
Secretary Rubio, I'm going to show you in a moment a video that shows you just lied to Congress.
Oh, okay.
So this is a video of a cabinet meeting literally from last month where Donald Trump is sleeping while you are talking. Please show this video.
A coalition of countries to line up behind the peace deal, behind the border peace, and it's still, every day is a challenge, but it's been driven personally by the president. It's the reason why we're involved in this whole Ukraine-Russia conflict. That's not our war. It's not the president's war. This war started. It never would have happened if you'd been president. But this war is going on, and the president is trying to end it.
You are literally talking about issues of war and peace, and Donald Trump is sleeping right next to you.
No, he's not.
If Donald Trump cannot stay awake at these important meetings where the cameras are rolling, imagine what he's like when the cameras are not there. So I'm going to ask you, have you been at classified meetings where Donald Trump has fallen asleep or had trouble staying awake?
I've never been at any meeting where and the things you're showing me now, he was not falling asleep. And
so,
I think
so you're lying again. You're lying consistently
to Congress. About sleep.
You're lying to Congress, Secretary Rubio. So I'm going to show you another video in a moment. The president's inability to stay awake on the job has caused other countries to perceive him differently. They mock him. They see he is weak and he is feeble. This is a video of a French news channel talking about Donald Trump falling asleep at a Memorial Day ceremony. Please show this video.
Well, Mark, a video that appears to show Donald Trump falling asleep at a Memorial Day ceremony this Monday has been circulating heavily online. And internet users have a lot to say about it. It's also reignited rumors about the state of the U.S. president's health.
By the way, pause. Now, back it up 10 seconds. You've all seen me when I do a late night show, and I've been up since 3 a.m. the morning before. And I make that exact same face where you're like, ugh. I mean, so Trump needs to rest more. That's the only reason I'm going over all this. This is a serious issue. The Democrats are jumping on it. Let's take the issue away. I don't think he has dementia. I don't think he has Alzheimer's. I think he's totally exhausted. Let's finish the clip.
I'll mark a video that appears to show Donald Trump falling asleep at a Memorial Day ceremony this Monday has been circulating heavily online. And internet users have a lot to say about it. It's also reignited rumors about the state of the U.S. president's health. Now, in the video, social media users say that Trump is fighting sleep whilst he listens to the speech given by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and that his eyes appear to be closed for a large portion of the ceremony.
Yeah, I watch him all the time. That's what's happening. Because I'm the same way when I'm exhausted. As long as I'm moving, making decisions, talking, I have plenty of energy. The minute I sit down, I start falling asleep. This is how it works. Doesn't mean he's got Alzheimer's. It means he's exhausted. All right, moving on from that. That's a side issue, but I got into it, so we hit it. This situation with Israel and Section 224 in the National Defense Authorization Act of 2027, they're getting ready to pass in the next few months, is unbelievable. And so it takes some time to hit this, so we're going to break it in 6 minutes. I'm going to hit it after the break. And guys, go ahead and pull up Section 224 again. I know I had it in my stack, but I moved it off. And it is amazing because we now know, because he sent letters to the members of Congress from the Armed Services Committee that put it in the bill, the main defense, or now Department of War funding bill, was written by Netanyahu. So now you have a foreign government writing the legislation that when you read the 5 pages of Section 224, no one can read that and not come away with it's Israel taking over and getting access to everything. And then saying they cone all our weapons and making trillions of dollars. I mean, it is. It is a coup. It is a palace coup. It is a takeover. Yeah, there's a letter that Netanyahu sent to the committee member that put it in the bill saying thank you for putting the legislation that I wrote word for word in the legislation. Unbelievable. And now we have it being talked about in congressional hearings. So this is just wild. That's coming up. Iran has acquired nuclear weapons and informed Pakistan. That's why Trump lashed out at Netanyahu and told him, you're effing crazy, former high-level CIA officer Larry Johnson. Notice I've been telling you this for years. As Israel's support collapses in America, one option remains, the doomsday blackmail called the Samson option. This was yesterday on Mariona Fall. the day before, I have my report about Israel's holding its nuclear blackmail with the Samson option. And you guys have that X post. It's a 70-minute video. I suggest everyone watch it. We'll put that on screen for you so you can find it. There I am the day before, nuclear war bombshell. Watch top Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard and other Israelis brag that Israel used nuclear blackmail to control the United States in 73, and that Netanyahu is using the same nuclear threat to control the Trump administration now. In this report, Pollard echoes similar statements made by top Israeli officials that if the U.S. stops total support for Israel's ongoing attacks in Iran and other planned targets like Egypt and Turkey, then Israel is ready to launch the Samson option engulfing the Middle East in nuclear hellfire. Bottom line, Israel is holding America hostage with nuclear weapons. And we have ministers bragging, it's in the report, that that is the case. So this is just outrageous. And again, everybody knows, I'm not Mr. Hate Israel. I'm not Mr. Hard On for Israel. High wind blows down your Christmas lights, you know, evil Jewish fairy did it. But when Israel does bad, corrupt stuff, and they're good at it, like any of these powerful, corrupt governments, and Israel runs Islamic terror groups, and you know, Lindsey Graham's funding them, it's all British intel, we do it too, it's sick. And I always say, hey, Israel's doing all this bad stuff, we do it too, we should all stop. And the Nazis go, how dare you, you son of a bitch, it's only Israel that does anything bad. I'm like, that's just not true. In fact, Israel learned most of this from the U.S. and England. They're very competent, so they're probably better than us in some ways. So, yeah, they're really dangerous. Now Israel's openly trying to take over all the intelligence agencies in the Pentagon and all research and development and then be tied into all the profit-making out of the military-industrial complex. I mean, I'm just like, what the hell? So all the claims of Zionist occupation, government's going to take over the U.S. and they're going to set it up like Palestine and put us in camps. And you got the head of the ADL saying we'd use the same energy we used on Hezbollah with exploding pagers on Americans that criticize Zionism. And we're going to censor everybody. And they're coming after me. And they have galas with Sacha Baron Cohen talking about how I need to be arrested for talking about replacement migration. And I'm just like, okay. I mean, you are the king villains now. The people running Israel. You are bad. You are trying to take us over. You are bullying the snot out of us. And I'm just sitting here going, okay, I don't like the Nazis. I don't like the Islamicists. I don't like people running Israel. I don't like the corrupt globalist EU. I don't like the pedophile, satanic UK leaders, the Chi-Com, transhumanist, soulless wonders. I mean, it's just like, wow. And I'm just going to continue to expose all the corrupt power blocks and just call it like it is, and then you can decide what you're going to do about it. And we have guests on that break down ways to try to take the country and the world back. But, I mean, this is just crazy. But there's a power vacuum right now and a fourth turning right now. And Israel, though it's a tiny country with a small GDP, has a lot of the cutting-edge AI, you name it, everything else. And they got competent people, and they got their operatives that are dual loyalty, or really not even loyal, I guess, to the U.S., all over the place. Jonathan Pollards are all over our government, media, and corporations. And they are making a run at this country. There is no doubt that Communist China is junior now as the threat to the U.S. They were senior. Israel is now the main threat to the sovereignty and existence of this country and really world peace. And it's just a fact. So I'm going to report that. It's true. Congratulations, Netanyahu. You have turned Israel into the number one supervillain. You've done it. Congratulations. And then now, if you study what comes out of this, it gets even worse. We're going to come back and break it all down straight ahead. Share those live feeds now. Real All Shows on X. I don't sell crap. Bovine Colostrum, and then I'll get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time. And so was a high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, And now I'm taking it to know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that's the, oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, man, like that, or donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, eh, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. You know, women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa. It's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. Is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. All right, let's finish up with this incredible development and the latest developments within that. As we learn late last week that in the Defense Authorization Act, it has been slipped in by the committee head that Israel, you got to just go read the 5 pages of Section 224. Just go to thomas.gov, you know, just type in text to the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act and just go right to Section 224. We'll put it on screen in a minute. And it says every facet of intelligence, academia that's in defense, bioweapons, surveillance, weapon systems, telemetry, satellites, weapons development. I mean, just everything. It will be live time integrated, and that Israel and its IDF and intelligence agencies will be given full live time access and integration to everything. And that we will integrate our forces. So imagine that. And then I said last week, and then this week I said, I wonder who wrote this. I said, I bet Netanyahu wrote this. In fact, have the archivist find that. I think I said that like Monday. Because it's just crazy. And then it turns out Netanyahu, and I'll show it to you, wrote a letter to the committee, an individual on the committee that put this in, thanking them for what they did. Now, there's London Guardian. Congress wants to tie the United States to Israel with its new legislation. It's a trap. And remember, about 5 weeks ago, Netanyahu said, oh, we're not going to take money from you anymore. We're going to do joint weapons deals. So I started talking about this in the last week. I noticed the bots, not just on Real Auctions on X, but even on my Rumble channel and everybody else's. So I go and look, were known Israel first bots and actual influencers saying, this is simply Israel's great missile defense system that they're going to sell to the U.S. Jones is a lying scumbag. There's none of that in the legislation. Meanwhile, you can go read it for yourself. It's incredible. I've read the sections over and over again the last week here on air. Maybe I should do it again. It takes 30 minutes to read it, though. Integrate, fuse, live time, all access. Go read it. Bioweapons, all the kinetic weapons, missiles, intelligence, live feeds, everything. And they say, no, that's not happening. Meanwhile, Netanyahu sends a letter thanking the committee and the individuals that put this in there. And that's always the tactic. At first, when we expose something, just say it doesn't exist. Then once we force it out of a deal with Israel, oh, you're anti-Semitic. I wouldn't support the UK having this, Canada, Russia, Germany, the EU, NATO, anybody. And I'll read his letter here in a moment. But here is Ro Khanna accuses Netanyahu of ordering Congress to add Section 224 to the defense bill, expanding U.S.-Israel military ties. That's Mario Nafal writing, and Mario likes to be careful about things, but he wrote a letter bragging about it. I mean, it's not accusing him. He did it. The American people are tired of Netanyahu telling us what we should do. This comes after Bibi's letter, Representative Stoltzman, surfaced, where he says, thank you for taking the legislation I sent you and adding it. I mean, I'll read the letter in a minute, but this is just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Here's a meme that was put out dealing with it. For your radio listener, I'll describe it. Jefferson's violin posted, it says, traitors. It's an image of Netanyahu. He says, I wrote a law for you. Oh, my God. What does it do? Never mind. Let me just pass it real quick. So this is a foreign power, super unpopular, most unpopular in the world. Netanyahu's super unpopular, but holds on to power of parliamentary manipulation. And clearly, Netanyahu announces this plan 5 weeks ago that, don't worry, we don't want your money anymore. We're just going to have joint weapons development with you. And then this is their plan. It's not just joint weapons development. Because the U.S. from time to time buys weapon systems from different groups. And so if Israel has a superior anti-missile system, I have no problem. You know, we buy it from them. I want to trade with Israel. I don't want to blow Israel off the map. I'm not Israel's enemy. I'm the enemy of Israel going crazy trying to take over. Just like when the Democrats were trying to totally take over and take all our freedoms, I'm against them too. I mean, anybody acting predatorily, I'm against you. So here he is writing to the congressman. Dear Congressman, I was glad to receive your proposed congressional resolution endorsing my plan to ship the framework for U.S.-Israel defense cooperation from aid to partnership. As I said in our meeting in Jerusalem on May 27, 2026, Israel deeply appreciates the financial component of the military aid the United States has generously provided us over the years. It's over $200 billion. The time has now arrived for us to move forward from aid recipient to partner. Well, I mean, I'm an American citizen. I thought this is my government. It's like you're married to something and then, we're going to bring another partner here. So now we're swingers. I am heartened by your enthusiastic support for my plan and for our plan to develop a new memorandum of understanding with the United States government that will draw down U.S. financial military assistance over the next decade and replace it with what you refer to as the new framework of joint defense operations, co-development, co-production, and mutual investment in areas including advanced missile defense, artificial intelligence, unmanned systems, cybersecurity, and next-generation military platforms. I also appreciate your commitment to fighting the scourge of anti-Semitism in the United States and around the world. So his plan. Now, here's the answer to this before I play this clip from Congress talking about it. House votes to limit Trump's Iran war powers in remarkable rebuke. So just like we have war powers in there, if a president tries to commit us to a full war without authorization, you can cut the funding, you can stop it. That's passed the House. Now it's got to pass the Senate. Well, how about we need a War Powers Act over Netanyahu to stop him from running our country? Because that's what this is a coup. And I'm going to explain something to you right now. Well, I'm going to play this clip from Congress, and then I'm going to explain something really key, because Israel didn't invent this. Netanyahu didn't invent this tactic of calling it a business deal, and it really transfers your sovereignty. We're going to give you some really important information that nobody else is pointing out. And again, I don't want to be the guy, the only guy that knows this stuff, okay? Or the only guy with a big show that knows it. You know, the bad guys all know this. They use it against you. I'm like somebody that goes to the magic show and gets up and tells the crowd how the magician's doing it, okay? And when I tell you how the trick works, you can see it for yourself, okay? So I'm here to demystify all this stuff, but this is treason. So here's the Congressman Rokana talking about it.
The American people are tired of the arrogance and insolence of Prime Minister Netanyahu telling America what we should do. The entire country of Israel has a GDP that is less than a single town in my district. Yet somehow Netanyahu thinks he could tell the American people what we should do. The person who's most upset with him right now is President Donald Trump. And everyone in America, whether you're a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat, says that we need to tell Netanyahu that America calls the shots, not the prime minister of any other country. They want less cooperation and blank checks to Israel, not more. Only the United States Congress would dream up at this moment, let's actually do more for Israel, not less. And that's what Section 2024 does. It's a pretty simple thing. Should we do more for Israel than we already do, or should we do less? If you think we should do more for Israel, you should be against my amendment. If you think we should do less for Israel at the time that he's arrogantly telling Donald Trump what to do, then you should be for my amendment. Now, let me just be clear. Mr. Netanyahu actually wrote to a member of Congress to put this Section 224 into the bill.
Yep. And he brags about it. And they got all the Israel bots out running around saying that's not true and saying it's just a missile deal. No, it's not. Go read 224. Now, I'm going to give you four keys here, okay, that add to this piece, okay? 38 states have passed laws that if you criticize Israel in any way and are a government contractor, building roads, whatever it is, government buildings, fixing the lights, whatever, you, by law, if you're given a contract, it's a felony by whoever gave it to you. And it's being enforced around the country, right here in Texas and Florida, some of the worst. That violates the First Amendment. That is a social credit score. It's an equivalent of an ESG that BlackRock has. Corporate, but this is governmental ESG. This is governmental social credit score. Very dangerous. And that's because Israel is getting ready to merge with our defense system. And under the legislation, it all has to be built here. That's, and you know Trump's in on this. He needs to come out against it. That's got Trump written all over it that in the bill it has to be built here. Israel doesn't care. They get the secrets and they get the money. And then the government just claims, oh, you own this, you own that. Oh, you added to this new weapon, so now it's yours. It's a license to absolutely rob us, and we already have tens of trillions missing at the Pentagon. And the way this bill subsection set up, it's done within the classified area, so there's no review of it. There's like one hearing once a year in Congress. So it's like setting up the Private Federal Reserve in 1913. Jim Griffin's coming up in the third hour, the man most responsible for exposing the Private Federal Reserve since Senator Lindbergh was fighting it back at the time, will be joining us. But it's a private corporate European-owned bank. Only audit was ever done was right before they passed it. 82% of it was owned by European families, most of it Rothschild. And here we are, 100-plus years later, 113 years later, and the Federal Reserve is still in control. So it's the same thing. This is a corporate move, a corporate agreement to bring the Israeli defense system and its military-industrial complex with its intelligence system into every level, academia, DARPA, development, live time, merger of all feeds, intelligence, weapons guidance, everything. It's all in the damn legislation in five pages. Go read it. Already read it twice on air, not doing it again. Go read it. And when you see the Israeli bots lying, you know they're lying for yourself. Don't believe me? Go read it. Integration, live time fusion, over and over again, everything. Netanyahu's letter says it's everything. But not his bots. Not his eight-front war to suppress evil people that criticize Israel. You mean while you try to take over? This is our house, not your house. And you've jumped the shark here. But that because Israel has made all these bad decisions. Israel's so unpopular. Israel is surrounded now, blown up most of its enemies, but its answer is, oh, there's a power vacuum, we'll just take over. That's what's happening. I told you, during this fourth turning, there's a big scramble to try to, of all these different groups, to get control and get power. And Israel and its worldwide connection of Jews are not all involved in it, but the prominent ones mainly are. They're making their move. And they got a damn good shot of succeeding. And when people don't like it, well, then they're going to suppress us. So this is what I'd sit there and hear Nazis say, 30 years ago, and I'd laugh at them. We got a Zionist-occupied government. I knew there were all these other big power blocks, and the CIA and Mossad were always fighting back and forth. I was like, oh, yeah, all right, we'll have a Zionist government. Little Israel's going to run us. And now I sit back and go, well, Alex Jones isn't always right, because this is what's being attempted right now. I mean, it is Zog. I mean, there's no other way to call it. I mean, this is Zionist-occupied government. If they get away with this. I mean, and by the way, to American Jews and others, I know a lot of you are patriotic, and some of you they call self-hating Jews just because you don't like being signed on to this in your name. A lot of critics of Israel that are more intense than I am are Jewish. I bet you don't like this. In fact, the next few days, we got to open the phones up to American Jews and see what they think. Some may agree, some I'm sure will disagree, but I mean, this is crazy town. Absolutely bonker to the max. So that's where we are on that front. Now, let's get to this. Now, again, for at least 16 years, I have specifically told you that Iran has atomic bombs. And then some will say, well, that goes to Netanyahu's point. He was saying 25 years, they're 2 weeks away. Yes, Israel's had real concerns about that. But the point is that they already got the nukes and the delivery systems now. Pakistan says they'll nuke Israel if you nuke Iran. North Korea's going to nuke you. I told you that months ago. Now they made it official 2 days ago. The threat escalation ladder, it's not going to work. And blowing up the nuke sites, the uranium's already gone. I said that back during Midnight Hammer. And I was the traitor. I was the Iranian agent. I know the topics. I've studied the war games. And so now Iran's come out and said 2 months ago, oh, we're a week away. Now they said, no, we got nukes 2 weeks ago. And then as soon as that happened, Saudi Arabia, they made a deal decades ago with Pakistan to have nukes it owns, but kept in Pakistan with Saudi Arabian pilots with Pakistani flag planes, that they would move those back under their agreement whenever Saudi Arabia thought they were in danger of nuclear war, both from Israel and the Samson option and Iran. And what, 2 weeks ago, they moved 8,000 troops to guard the nukes and the fighter bombers with the nukes back into Saudi Arabia. That was a big deal. And I said, watch for Iran to say, okay, you pressured us. We're now not doing what the old Ayatollah said. The fatwa was lifted. We're going to nukes. They made the announcement last week. See, I'm telling you before because I know the threat escalation letter. I know the pieces. I know the moves they've got. Well, now Larry Johnson, highly respected, incredible accuracy record, former CIA, has come out and laid out the fact that, yes, they indeed do have nukes. Another very respected journalist, Pepe Escobar, has broken it down. And I told the crew today, I said, I don't want this old compilation going back 20 years saying they had nukes. I confirmed with Pentagon sources 16 years ago they did. I just said, give me a newer one, you know, just the last decade. So they got 2013 to 2025, where I told you all this, and then now it's all being confirmed. Let's go to those clips.
That Iran will even be prepared.
Here, let's stop.
To do
stop here. I'm sorry, I moved quick. I did want you guys to go to Larry Johnson first before. Sorry, we'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to the compilation of me laying this out. It's a short compilation first. Let's go to that. Here it is. And I was told that by a very high-level military source and another high-level military source, and then was talking to a special warfare source that had been in a lot of really secretive operations, and they got very, very upset when I raised that and said, I don't know how you know this, but yes, Iran has the bomb, and stop talking to me about stuff like this. And was basically like, it's dangerous that you know that. And so I'm not bragging that I know this type of stuff. I don't like always having such accurate information. But it is what it is. So that's why no one said Iran. But no one wants to say they have nukes, just like Israel doesn't want to say they have nukes. Or then that gives other countries the excuse to proliferate and have nuclear weapons as well. Because the word is, right around the time the last year of Bush's administration, 6.5, 7 years ago, they were completing atomic weapons and warheads, and then have now completed being able to put them on top of medium-range missiles that can hit Israel, obviously. And you want to gamble that the Iron Dome weapon anti-missile system will be able to stop them? Probably won't be able to stop them. So I'm going to just keep announcing that. You only hear it here, and if you don't believe me, that's fine. It's real simple. And the Iranians are crazy enough, folks, to launch their atomic weapons at Israel and others. And then Israel's going to bomb all of Iran. The Russians are going to respond. The Chinese, the Indian, the Pakistans. It's World War III. Now, let's go to Benjamin Netanyahu in 2002 saying that Iraq imminently was going to have these weapons, which we now know was not true. Now, I've studied the issue. Iran already has nuclear weapons, atomic weapons. They've had them for many years. I was told a decade ago they have 5 weapons we know about. Iran has nuclear weapons. Iran already has nukes.
Iran would be willing to block 60% of world's oil trade coming through the Straits.
And let me just stop you. I have a family member that was he's a retired military officer. He was the adjunct to one of the top guys in the Middle East, top general. He didn't tell me, didn't classify, but he told me 15 years ago, and I've told it since then, separate from that report, he said, look, we war-gamed Iran. They already had nukes back then, folks. He said, we go to war with them, it shuts down the world economy. We can't do it. Iran has had nukes for a long time. Israel's had them. Israel keeps them secret. So does Iran. When you hear they're about to get a nuke for 24 years from Netanyahu every day, he's saying they're developing delivery systems, but they don't want to scare the public with the fact that Iran already has them, or the public will say, well, then don't hit them because they'll hit us with nukes. And I'm telling you, Iran's already got nukes. I've been saying that for many years, that they've got a higher level enrichment from my intel. You know, Netanyahu's been saying they're 2 weeks away for 25 years. So they've had the bomb for at least 15 years. And now they've got the delivery systems. And so the Pentagon and the Israelis and people better hope they know where those stuff is and those bombs are. Pakistan to nuke Israel if Iran attack, claims Iranian official. And Pakistan's had the army said that, then met with Trump and retracted it. So they did say that. Okay, I'm going to come back and play the clips of Larry Johnson, CIA, and others now saying it's confirmed. And it's going to come out that Saudi Arabia has nukes, because I believe they want it to be known. But the deal was made, it was like 18 years ago. So it even came out in the different defense quarterly publications then. I mean, this is all known by researchers, okay? As Pepe Escobar also says, and that's coming up. Before we end this hour, this is pretty important information. Stopping the next pandemic, plandemic, stopping nuclear war, exposing bad things the Trump administration to spotlight it to get reversals of it. This is your insurance policy against tyranny. The bad guys want the show off the air. Keep sharing the live feeds at Real Hawk Shows on X. Follow us on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Hawk Shows Show Live. That's the new official site for the Hawk Shows Network. Bookmark the new news site with all the feeds and articles and videos. So you can share it with your family and everybody else you know. Tell them to share it. AlexJonesLive.com. That's the mothership. That's the key coordinates to promote AlexJonesLive.com. I want to thank you all for that. And support us financially. And I sell you things that, again, I know work, that are the highest rated, that are the very best, that will enrich your life so that you want to get it again. You're really missing out if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, if you don't get our bovine colostrum, if you don't get the very best supplements out there. Most of our products are just private labeled of whatever the top rated already is. Or sometimes, well, I mean, a third of our products, we take the best and even make it better. So some of it's proprietary as well. There is a mega sale that ends tonight at midnight Central. That's Friday night. So you got 12 hours and 4 minutes. The lowest sale is 40% off. Everything's at least 40% off, and many things are 50% off site-wide until midnight tonight. And that's almost a lost leader in some cases, but I want those of you on the fence that never try these products to get methylene blue. Take the challenge. Listen to me. You will not be disappointed. Also, today's the last day to enter to win both, because this only happens once a month for this 1 week, when one sweepstakes Great Americana vehicle is being closing out, the new one's launching, you can get put in to win both potentially, and every dollar you spend, you get put in, only for this week, 100x in the sweepstakes to win the 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack, the custom H1 Hummer. You win both potentially. Nobody's ever won two, but somebody will soon, plus $20,000 in cash. Take action now. There's a bunch of other deals on the site, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. We couldn't do any of this without you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Tonight, the big 40-50% off sale ends, and the last chance to get in on the raffle to win both potentially at the same time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, share the live feed now from Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hour number two.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.